All right, great question here. This one is talking about dating and women and random chicks on the street. It's from the DuranRider.com coaching group. If you want the one-on-one coaching, join my coaching group, DuranRider.com. I just tell you exactly how it is when it comes to living your best life. I will tell you exactly what you need to do, whether you like it or not, whether you're happy with the answer or not. It'll be the best direction for you to take, and if you know, you know. So I'm not like here to like think, well, what can I tell this person that might not offend them? You know, I'm just going to say it straight up. Why do I do that? Because so many people in my life over the last 40 years just said, Harley, this is how it fucking is. All right, this is how it is. And it made me cry. It made me hate them. It made me love them. It made me like them. Whatever it was. But some of those people out there, the advice I gave was correct and right. But I really, and some of it was wrong. But regardless, they put themselves out there to, you know, not really protect my feelings and just say, this is just how it is, okay? Take it or leave it. And so I like that style, and so I've always pay it forward. And I've been very successful at doing that, and all the feedback I get from people like, Harley, I think you're a douchebag, but you're right on this. So thank you for that. You know, I think douchebag or your best mate, it doesn't bother me as long as you're getting the results, all right? That's my goal. Leave a legacy, all right? All right, let's get to the question. If you're vibing with a random girl you meet in public, If you're vibing with a random girl, there's no jump cuts in life, people. Just roll with it. If you're vibing with a random girl you meet in public, is the duty always on the guy to ask for her number, socials? I've been in scenarios where our chemistry is so good, but they never ask me for my number. So do they just assume you ask, or does it mean they are into you on a deeper level? Appreciate it. Great question, man. All right. Now let me preface this or set it up. Is if you're dealing with women, you know, women are more grey. Watch the movie or read the book 50 Shades of Grey, written by women for women. All right, it's what women want. You have to be aggressive in that pursuit of women, but you also can't be aggressive. Okay, well, hang on. What? Now dealing with women, yes means no, no means yes. It depends, maybe, yes, depending on the time of the month, blah, blah, blah. Women are ruled by their emotions and feelings, their thoughts, emotions, and feelings. And it's not a bad thing or a good thing, it's just an east thing. Just like the sun sets in the west, rises in the east. It's not good or bad. Some people think it is. It's not good or bad, it just is what it is. So learn to roll with that. It's not good or bad that women are controlled by their thoughts and emotions and feelings. It's just how it is, so learn to roll with that. So you might... in the Western world now, we live in the post-Me Too era, you know, since the Harvey Weinstein stuff and all that stuff come out, we live in post-Me Too era. So basically what the Harvey Weinstein, this is my take on it, is this Hollywood dude had the maddest clout ever. He makes and breaks careers, basically, but more making careers. So if chicks would get on their knees and give Harvey's fish stick a good, you know, till the tartar sauce coming out, then they would probably get a career or shout-outs or get some connections. And so many girls did that willingly, consensually, okay? Harvey Weinstein isn't the dude, like, you know, he doesn't have to go to prison, risk going to prison. The dude can get sex. He's got money for $10,000 a night hookers. He's got an amazingly gorgeous wife, or had that. And he's got all these starlets wanting to ride his fish stick for a clout, okay? So I don't believe all the shit that they put against him was true. I believe what it was is he's put his fish stick into these narcissistic, clout-chasing gold digger women. And when it came time for them to get some more attention and money, like, yeah, me too. What about all the girls in Africa and India and, you know, the third world countries who genuinely get raped, all right? Gang rape, bashed, bloody, the real stuff, you know, versus, well, I had sex with Harvey Weinstein, but I regret it now because I want to get the payout. You know, like, that's just fucked up. So the real girls out there, the real victims, men and women, where's their front page New York Times? Where's their offenders going to prison for 20? That's not happening. So anyway, with that and the feminism thing and all that stuff, it controls narratives in society. So, and if you look at my example for, you know, my situation, for example, I can speak from experience here. And I can laugh about it because, you know, if it happens to me, it's happened for reasons I can teach others how to overcome or avoid it. I remember, you know, hooking up with a fan, a super fan. Her name was Hannah back in Thailand in October 2015. And then her boyfriend found out. Now, I didn't know she had a boyfriend at the time, and they were just sort of starting their relationship. And he's a super fan of mine, super fan. His name's Michael. And he's like a documentary maker. So when he found out that Hannah, you know, almost fractured my pelvis in my hotel room, you know, late at night, and then, you know, walked out and gave her bicycle pump, and she bragged about it. When he found out about that, she's like, oh, no, it wasn't consensual, blah, 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 apparently. And so he made a 5-part documentary about it, even though I showed him all the proof and all the evidence. And he's like, no, it's not true, you've blackmailed us. So where's the proof of that? The dude just couldn't buy the story. And so, you know, like, luckily I have proof of that, of all the consensual, you know, stuff like that. But people don't care about that. If they want to hate, they're going to hate. And that's okay. Like, it would never have gone to the police or whatever, because there was just too much evidence in my case and blah, blah, blah. So that's why I never went to the cops, because they knew, you know, you go to the cops making a false report and there's evidence against you, you're going to go to prison potentially, or you're going to get fucked up. And so, but there's people out there who are in prison, you know, because they didn't have enough evidence. You always got to hit voice record. You got to hit voice record on your phone, all right? Just fucking 2-second operation, boom, voice record, put it wherever you got to put it, and you're good to go. You always have to voice record, screenshot shit, boom, 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 all right? Fuck, man, these guys out there, like, you're just putting yourself as sitting ducks. If a girl changes her mind, or a boyfriend or husband finds out, or she feels rejected by you, then she's going to fucking potentially just, you know, you're going to be fucked up. So just getting back to the situation where asking for the phone number, yeah, you got to do that. You got to do that, you know. But at the same time, you risk her getting onto Google reviews and saying you're a fucking rapist, pedo, stalker, predator, all right? Let you have that problem. But if the less fame you've got, the less likely that is to happen. But if she can make some money, you know, if she get a payout, you know, what the fuck's going to happen? Look at Brittany Higgins in Australia. Google up Brittany Higgins. This Australian girl and her, you know, she had a boyfriend and then, you know, long distance relationship, and then she worked in Australian Parliament, and this is from what, you know, we read in the media, and so she worked, you know, like high up for like these high up people in Australian politics, Parliament, and she went out pissed drunk one night with a workmate, and they came back into the office at like 2 or 3 a.m. or whatever, you know, She's running in, she's wearing heels, and she takes her heels off, she's got this white dress on, you know, G-string popping and that, and she's going into the minister's office at like 2 or 3am in the morning, whatever, and then security guard does it like a wellness check, finds her naked on the sofa, you know, just sprawled out, you know, smelling alcohol and blah, 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 and then she's like, okay, no worries, closes the door. But anyway, you know, that word got out, the security guard told her, you know, the minister or whatever, and then so the minister calls in the dude, says, what you're doing at 2 a.m. in the office, and, you know, that's not, you can't do that, you're fired. And then she interviews the chick, Brittany, and she's like, what you're doing is, and she goes, I think I got raped. I said, oh, we can't fire then. You know, and she got a $2.5 million payout, and the charges were dropped, all right, because there was lack of evidence, because it was he said, she said, and she changed the story, she lied, she deleted stuff on the phone, she wouldn't hand a phone over. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is so much. And it went to fucking top end court before prosecution said, actually, we'll drop the charges. This isn't, you know, but she's still got $2.5 million payout. Okay. So you just got to understand that this is the reality thing, how things can go, right? It's like I'm like the uncle or big brother or dad, and this is your first drive. And I give you this talk of what could happen in the drive in the car. You could crash and die. Could get carjacked, blah, blah, blah. All right? If you know these things, you won't be as naive on the road. If you know these things about women and men, you won't be as naive on the dating scene, because you'll be better prepared. This could happen. Unlikely to happen, but it does happen, and it might happen to you. So prepare yourself. Protect yourself, guys and girls out there, okay? So, yeah, it's, you know, girls out there, you might get, and guys as well, man, anyone out there, you could be the victim of a fake rape claim, a fake Me Too claim, a fake, you know, drink spike, blah, 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 all right? So you just got to be prepared. Now, what I would recommend to this guy is, yeah, ask for numbers, you know, but you never know who you're getting in bed with, bro. You never know where it's going to go in a bad way, okay? And this is why a lot of guys, they call it passport bros or something, where a lot of guys, they go, you know what, Western women, I'm not really feeling it. I'm going to go to Asia, all right, where women are more feminine and tradition, and Me Too stuff doesn't exist in traditional way, where women just appreciate being appreciated, and you're nice to them, they'll be nice to you back, okay? And a lot of Western women like that, but there's also a lot of Western women who aren't like that, or they're on medications, all right, they're on SSRI drugs. And if someone's on SSRI drugs or Xanax or something, They're on drugs, man. And they might be the best, nicest person in the world, but they're on drugs, okay? So when someone's mind's altered by drugs, even caffeine, man, can fuck people up, give them mad anxiety and depression. And when people feel shit, they do shit things, okay? So don't get involved with chicks on drugs, man. Screen it well, because I'll tell you what, you know, she might be hot or really good or whatever, but she's on drugs. You know, you're dealing with someone on drugs, man. All right? And if you know, you know. So why the Asian chicks and the African chicks and the Indian chicks in the country areas and the poverty areas are better, typically, not always, but typically, is because they don't use drugs, right? Or they use very minimal, or they don't use the SSRIs and stuff. Don't believe me. Go to India, go to Asia, go to Africa, go into the big city, get on the dating apps, Tinder, Bumble, whatever, meet up for some chicks, meet up for some really westernized, you know, westernized women from India and Asia and Africa, and talk to them. You know, find someone on SSRIs and just really westernized ones that really believe in the Western way. And then go, you know, talk with them, hang out with them, and then go out to the country areas where, you know, the poverty is like $2 a day or whatever, where their women look amazing because they're just eating sugar, fruit, and rice, and they're very slim, and they're active, and they, you know, not afraid to walk. And there's drugs aren't part of their culture. They're just so what? And talk to them, all right? And feel the difference, man, okay? That's what we're talking about. Same genetics, same country. Just one takes drugs and has a different diet and the other doesn't. The other's more natural, more feminine, and they're masculine as well. Like the dude's a bit more chill, etc., more friendly. Okay, when people throw drugs into the biochemistry of the human brain, sometimes good things come out, but a lot of times bad things come out, you know? So you got to understand that. So yes, you do have to ask for the number. It's very, very rare in 2023 a woman will ask for your number, right? It's, the women who do that, they have the success. They get the dick. They get the boyfriend or whatever, right? Because they're showing their interest. And women have to do that today. Girls out there, if you're listening, you've got to be aggressive. And you can't fear rejection, all right? As a man, you have to get used to rejection. You could talk to 1,000 women a day and get rejected by all of them. Right? And they might be interested in you, but they'll still reject you just to see you test your interest in them. And you're like, what? You know, like, but if I push too hard, I'll get a fucking fake rape claim or fake sexual assault or stalking intimidation or whatever claim. You know, what can I? Yeah, you can. But that's what women want you to do. They don't care if you suffer. They just care about how you make them feel, what you can provide for them. All right? As they say, you know, women don't care about the shit that went along the way. They just at the finish line ready to suck and fuck, you know, like for the winners. Okay? That's just how they're programmed. It's DNA, you know, they don't hate it. And this is where the red pill community gets all wrong. They become all misogynistic and down and bitter. That's just how women roll, man. All right. And that's how men roll as well. Some feminine men are like that. And you know, masculine men aren't. It's just don't hate the player. Understand the game. All right. You have compassion and empathy and you'll have a better experience in life. I mean, I made some terrible mistakes in my life by thinking women should be like more black and white and honest and transparent and not lie and not change their mind. And I had a lot of pain. I created a lot of pain for myself by thinking a cat should act like a dog, right? They don't. Okay. You know, you might on a spectrum, some will, some cats are more like dogs on a spectrum, but they're still a cat. A woman might be more logical and rational like a masculine man, but she's still a woman, right? She still has her ovulation, or maybe she's menopausal or whatever. She's still governed by hormones, thoughts, and feelings. She might have really good control of them, but end of the day, a woman is a woman, all right? If she's a real woman, she's governed by thoughts and feelings on a spectrum, all right? So I like the women out there who are real women, and they're still governed by their thoughts and feelings because you can't be otherwise if you're a real woman, but who also have a strong foundation of logic and rational thought, okay? So, aka masculine, right? Logic and rationale versus just losing your shit because your feelings took over or whatever. So yeah, that, understanding that. So women, you know, when you're asking for the number, definitely number close, but also, you know, understand that you can't wait for women to number close because it's very, very rare that a woman's going to listen to my podcast and start number closing guys. Like, that's really fucking rare, okay? Because women are scared of rejection. They're scared of being called a slut or whatever, or a skank or whatever. You know, so the women have that social, like, fear of being, you know, rejected socially or by the guy or whatever, or being laughed at, okay? Women really, really care about their reputation, all right? And that's what a lot of women don't understand is they often destroy their reputation. Like all those Harvey Weinstein chicks. Do you think any guy that they would be into would go for them? I guarantee you not. Any quality guy would be like, I know exactly what that chick was doing. And I ain't going near that. Okay? Because I don't want to be in prison either when she changes her mind and wants some extra money or clout. You know, so these girls out there, they're narcissistic sociopaths. And guys as well. All right. But in this context of these chicks out there making these fake claims for money and stuff, they're just narcissistic sociopaths. Do not care about anyone but themselves, all right? And everyone's a narcissist to a degree, all right? There's a spectrum. And you've got like 1 out of 10 narcissists is just like, you know, you're like into their appearance and there's a bit of a, you know, douche here and there. But and then you got the 10 out of 10 narcissistic sociopaths. They don't care if people die, go to prison, blah, blah, blah. Their families are destroyed. They don't care at all. They all care about themselves, all right? So 10 out of 10 narcissistic sociopaths. And I'll give that, in my opinion, to all those chicks out there and guys out there who spread fake claims like that. It's just fucking wrong, man. But yeah, that's the deal. All right. So you got a number close, but at the same time, you know, like this goes for men and women out there. Go in life where you're valued. All right. Now, often we like a challenge. We like, but like, no, I want to prove myself. I want to prove myself to these people. And that's good if you're trying to do the Karate Kid, you know, for the judo school or whatever, you know, or whatever, or cycling or running. Or, yeah, okay, cool, I get that. But when it comes to dating life, if you have to prove your worth to someone, they can't really see your worth, okay? If you have to really prove it, okay? And now, that's a spectrum, all right? We still all love to prove our worth. It's a spectrum. But if you're finding yourself, you have to really fucking prove yourself, those people don't get you, all right? Just go with people who really get you and appreciate you. Go where you're appreciated, all right? So if you're in the West, if you're in, you know, California, LA or whatever, I mean, these girls out there and guys, they're so damaged by social media. They're damaged by the Xannies and the cultural drugs and the music and just the fucking fat. It's just, they're fucking damaged. So for that, you know, to go to Los Angeles and find an attractive girl who's maybe like 20 or whatever, who's not on some sort of eating disorder or Xanax or coke or fucking getting ran through by fuckboys, and she's attractive, it's going to be really fucking rare. So why would you go to LA looking for a girlfriend or whatever, you know, hypothetically? Now, if I wanted to find like a 20-something in Philippines or Thailand or, you know, Kenya or whatever, or freaking, you know, wherever, India, it's going to be a lot easier, right? Because I don't have the influence of social media as much. And the drug culture's not as strong. And the fuckboys, they're not, you know, as psychotic, you know? So it's like, these chicks are a lot more innocent and haven't been damaged. Their blood's clean, their body's lean, their mind's sharp. Henry Rollins. And, you know, they're just a better catch, in my opinion. Now, people are like, well, hang on, all your girlfriends are Western. Yeah, because I choose Western women, because that's where I live in Australia, so it's easier. And the ones that are more Asian, African, Indian, in that, you know, they understand the Western ways a bit like, eh, you know, there's pros and cons to it. So that's what I go for. I go for the Western women. Well, I'll go for any woman who's, you know, can understand what I can provide and values that and appreciates me, etc. Okay. So it's just, that's where guys end up being bitter with women and women end up being bitter with men because women choose fuckboys and they run through them and they lower their value as a result, and the girls get lowered value because they've been ran through by these fuckboys and their emotion of themselves is a lot lower and it's just baggage. So women don't do that. But then they start to hate men because all these men, they just want to fuck, they just want to pump and dump and hit and quit and smash and dash. You're letting them do that. You're letting them do that, all right? Or the good guys, the nice guys, you're not interested in because they're boring and they're nice because they're not confident, you know? So what you want to find is put the work in and find a confident, nice guy, all right, and then go from there. And yeah, it's hard for women out there. It's hard for women to find a guy who wants to commit because a guy who has options, women love him. Women, you know, like it's women, not 90% of women selecting like 5% of the guys out there, really, okay, 10% maybe. You know, a lot of guys out there are gay, they're bi, they're like using chicks for beards, or they're just fuckboys, or they don't have the skill or the game or can't provide. And women understand that. So the level of competition for men out there is fucking huge, guys. Like, you see all these hot chicks on Instagram, the OnlyFans girls or whatever, like, most of them don't have boyfriends. And the ones who do, their boyfriends are douchebags to them, you know? But that's the best they can get because it's hard, man. Even for like an 18-year-old hot chick on OnlyFans, man, it's hard to find a quality boyfriend. She's in her prime time, man. right? She's in that teenage adult sort of vibe, aesthetic, where social narratives say she's in her prime, you know, aesthetically, etc. And there's different types of primes. There's emotional prime, there's physical prime, there's like health prime. But yeah, so even in that aesthetic prime, you know, she still struggles to find a guy, man. She won't struggle to find sex. She'd have 10,000 guys a day knocking on the door for sex. But to find a guy who's going to commit to her, a guy that she really appreciates, not just some simp, that's going to be fucking hard, man. So, that's why, guys, you got to work on yourself to be the guy that can provide for women in terms of, you know, not just financial security, but don't pay her way, but give her a place to stay. You guys got to be that man, you know, meet her six female needs that I've come up with. She needs a friend, a fuckboy, a mentor, an alpha, a provider, you know, those things out there. A friend, a boyfriend, a fuckboy, an alpha, a provider, and a mentor. Alpha, sigma, meaning someone's rock solid. Mentor, meaning give her direction in life, where she wants to go. Boyfriend, meaning she can go on dates and have romance with and show to the parents, etc., go to the movies, to dinners. Fuck boy to make it come when she's ovulating. Friend, she can tell anything to, who won't judge her or shame her. Things like that, you know. the alpha sigma always rock solid and in his emotions. She can, when her sabotaging thoughts come along, he's there to keep things under control. And provider might be a free place to stay. It might be food. It might be, she might be really rich and doesn't need any of those things, financially rich. So, you know, so it's on a spectrum what she needs. So understanding what is this girl looking for? What's her vulnerabilities? Not in a way to prey on, but in a way to meet her needs, and she'll meet your needs too. What needs can she meet of yours? And then you got that set up where you're giving and receiving, and that's the best, man, because that's teamwork. Like, you're in a boat together. You're both paddling. Maybe one of you is stronger or got better technique than the other, but you feel the other person's effort. Even if their skill set isn't as good as yours, you feel their effort. And the effort is the most important part. Like, the intention is the most important part, all right? Like, you might have someone who's, you might be going down the street with two guys or two girls, and, you know, one's an MMA fighter, like UFC champion, and one's can't fight for shit, man. And then someone comes around, a gang comes up, and the UFC fighter runs away, and the dude who can't, or the chick who can't fight for shit, backs you up and gets fucking smoked. But you'll be like, damn, you couldn't fight for shit, but you still put in effort. Thank you. And you'll be like, thinking the UFC person who ran, you're like, fucking flaky cunt, you know? So that's just the reality here. I like to be holistic in my answers, and we go off tangent, we come back to the basic thing. If you got a number close, now you're going to be number close with paranoia, but you'll be number close with confidence because you'll be reading the situation better. But to be honest, guys out there, go straight to India, go straight to Africa, go straight to Asia, or go anywhere where you're valued, all right? Go where you're valued, man, all right? And if you have to sell yourself to someone excessively, they can't see your value, man. Like, you think when I'm selling my bikes or my shoes or my product or whatever, do you think I'm talking to junkies? They don't value themselves. Do you think, walk up to a junkie in the street who's spending $200 a day on crack or whatever, hey bro, like, buy my ebook, will change your life. Do you think I'm doing that? No, the junkies don't give a fuck about themselves, man. All they give a fuck about is the next high. Oh, darling, you can't say that. People have had trouble past. Yeah, everyone has. I have. You know what I mean? Fuck it. It's not a competition, a pissing contest of who had it harder. It's a competition of who's making the most of the moment now. Who's having the gratitude for the moment. So don't go and waste time selling yourself to people who can't see your value, who don't want it, who can't be convinced, okay? It's like people going to the doctors, well, I want to go vegan and high carb, and the doctor, no, you can't do that. Oh, and they have this debate with the doctor who's fat, smokes, and got heart disease and type 2 diabetes. What are you doing? Stop wasting your time. Unless you're trying to be a good debater or whatever. Okay, I get it, but stop wasting your time in relationships where people don't appreciate you, or where you're not, you know what I mean? Get out. It might be a bit hard if you've got kids with them, but you know what I mean? So that's another thing as well. Like, sometimes you have to stay in a relationship because of the kids, okay? So they can have fair access to the, man, don't have kids, people. Get a vasectomy. Why? I mean, imagine being a kid today. Like, fucking hell, it's tough, man. Like, I was saying in another video, like, when I was 8 years age, I'm 46 next month. When I was eight, we would ride our bikes to school, all right? You know, or kids, most kids would ride their bikes to school. And sometimes my mum would drive me, but I did prefer when I could ride to school. Remember, my mum was paranoid I'd get kidnapped and all this shit, and I was like, fuck. So I lived in paranoia. But my mum had, you know, she was just being mum. And so, but I loved the days when I could ride to school, all right? And I think that's why I'm such a fucking cycle freak today, because my mum wouldn't let me ride my bike when I wanted to, often. You know, I remember when I was living in Queensland, she locked my bike up, my BMX, my Freedom Machine. She fucking locked it up with this big ass chain, and I had to walk to school, catch the bus. And I fucking hated that, you know? Fucking miserable. I'd walk past my bike every day. I'd clean it, locked to the wall. I wasn't allowed to ride it to school, you know? So I was like, fucking hell. And sometimes she would let me ride it, you know? And there's other times she wouldn't. I was like, fuck. So I think that subconsciously programmed me to become a fucking cycling nut. So parents, if you want your kids to become cyclists, just buy them a really nice bike, get them addicted to cycling, then lock the bike up. And they'll binge ride afterwards with the freedom. So anyway, so your kids now, back in my day, you'd ride your bike to school. You know, like kids would ride to school. And today, kids are fucking, most kids in an SUV, most 8-year-olds out there got a fucking smartphone in their hand, scrolling through TikTok. And what's on TikTok? OnlyFans chicks, you know, twerking for clout, fake natty bros, you know, twerking for fucking trout, you know? It's just crazy, flexing for trout. This is crazy, man. That's what kids are growing up with. Imagine that. You got your handlebars in front of you, wind in your face, smelling the morning air. You know, the season's changing. Mates, and hey, mate, what's up, Steve-O, blah, blah, blah. Back in, you know, 86 or whatever, 88. And now today, you're sitting in your fucking SUV, the Audi, TikTok, you're getting tech neck as a fucking 8-year-old. You're compressing your C6, C7 vertebrae, all right? Giving yourself, you know, long-term spinal stenosis because you've got tech neck because you're craning your chin down just scrolling that iPhone 14 or whatever. TikTok. It's fucking crazy, man, all right? It's insane, man. So what sort of world are we bringing our kids into? And you can say, well, my kid doesn't have a mobile phone. They're going to have one fucking soon enough, or they're using their mates at school. Well, my kids are homeschooled. Okay, great. But eventually they're going to go out to the real world, and they're going to get exposed to it. And there's fucking nothing you can do. And I don't say that to be a douchebag. I say that's the facts. When your kid's away from you, when they're a teenager, you know it, man. Doesn't matter how disciplined you are, that kid's doing whatever the fuck she wants to do. If it's a girl or a guy, they're doing drugs, they're doing gangbangs, they're doing whatever, high-speed drive, whatever, man. They're going to do whatever they're going to do, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can raise your kid, whatever. My mum raised me. She never did drugs. I never saw my mum doing drugs. You know, she drank hardly ever. Fucking, when I got out there in the real world, fucking hell, man. You know? So it's just, my mum wasn't a criminal. She never did anything naughty like that. She was a straight ass, and I was the fucking biggest rascal teenager. So this is this delusion assumption. Well, I raised my kid right. I mean, you can put all the work in, but some of the worst kids I've ever met off the rails come from really good parents. So it's, you know, you just, it's the luck of the fucking draw. Guys, get a vasectomy. Don't fuck up your life. Don't fuck up her life. And for parents out there, go, hey, Harley, I'm a parent. I'm loving a life. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. You're what I call a one percenter. And your life is enriched by kids. Everyone else, man, just gets fucking PTSD from being a parent. And the kids today get PTSD just being a kid in today's society. Being a kid in today's society is PTSD, thanks to social media. Thanks to bullshit nutrition things out there. You got kids out there want some lollies or some fruit. Nah, you can't have sugar. Have some beef jerky. And the kids are screaming and they're crying. It's like, fucking hell, give the kids some sugar, man, for serotonin dopamine levels. You know, it's crazy. Well, they get a piece of fruit and it's like this tart apple. Green apple. Doesn't have too much fructose in there. It's like, fuck. And the parents are obese or cracked out in a calorie restriction. You know, bags under their eyes just feeling thrashed out and off the fucking rails. And the kids are like just looking anemic or obese or just... It's just a shit show, man. It's a shit show. Kids have got PTSD from their parents' eating disorders. They've got PTSD from social media expectations. They've got PTSD from the competition they're going to feel as teenagers and shit. It's fucking crazy, man. All right, it's crazy. Now, kids, back in the day, you know, your kid gets bullied at school, comes home, it's good. Now your kid gets bullied 24/7 when it jumps on its phone. Hey, horse face. Hey, buck teeth. Hey, you're fat. Hey, you're skinny. Hey, you're ugly. Hey, you're too pretty. Blah, 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 blah. It's a shit show. So that all affects how the woman thinks and the men think, all right? But this, again, this question's about the number close. So remember that when you're doing a number close. Where things can go. But yeah, you got to number close. You got to ask for the number and just how it is. But yeah, understand, man. You know, it's just like you walk down the street, you might get in a fight. You go to the club, there might be a mass shooter in there. All right, you ask for a number of clothes, you might get called a rapist. It's just part of the deal, part of living. Okay, you drive a car, the wheel might fall off, or you might get hit in the back by a drunk driver on fentanyl. It's just life living, man. All right, go out there, stay aware, be aware, treat people you're gonna be treated, and give your best shot. And remember, man, life ain't forever. Make the most of it and make the world a better place. See you next video.